Never was a gadget man, handy if I can open a flip-flop beer can. I didn't go into the physics, the light contrast, such as Steichen did in his youth. But I was interested in the form, and sufficiently that in time the best of the Hollywood directors spoke tolerantly of me, and in time became very good friends. Well, when I was appointed staff critic at Vanity Fair in 1931, they had an interview in which they asked this. I just said, I'm a critic, and that's all I am. I never fell in love with a lady in a picture, either movies or any other way. And the banality amused me. Well, last year, a teacher in a high school had one of these telephone conversations, and the children looked at the river. Mm-hmm. And then they asked me questions by telephone. Mm-hmm. And they said, how could I keep the tension in the film? Mm-hmm. Which pleased me 30 years, odd years afterwards, that they felt tension. Mm-hmm. And I just said, like any good writer, you cut out anything that bores you. I was employed by William Randolph Hearst, by the editor Bill Curley of the New York Evening Journal in 1931, when the New York World failed. Hearst for a while tried to make the Journal more or less a literary newspaper instead of a sensational newspaper, or to combine both. He hired Gilbert Sowley, he hired John Addison, dramatic critic, and I was hired as movie critic. And I did something that aroused great dismay. I wrote a two-paragraph letter saying I would accept the job with one proviso, that I would never review a movie in which Marion Davies appeared unless I felt like it. They said they couldn't sign it, but that, well, and I wouldn't sign a contract because Mr. Hearst had more money than I did, and all these men that signed contracts always got fired in time.